Okay, so Mr. Sadr, the different psulim in the aluminum and we've been doing it for the last 3 months, and the different nafkaminas between the different types of psulim. So there are currently three types of psulim when it comes to the aluminum. There's one type of psul which is just not the min of the min which we're trying to get. Like you take a eserik, which is murka. The reason why it's psul is because it's just not eserik. It's a chesaron, it's a chepsa eserik. And that's going to be the chesaron. Therefore, that type of chesaron is going to be possible all days of sukkahs, because the problem is you have the wrong item. You take a lemon for esrog, it's nishkan esrog, and it's felt in the etzem chefza of the min. Adashaita, for example. It's a chesaron that's a min. Therefore, that type of psul, that's going to be possible kalzayin. There's a sveta psul, which is lekichatama, that the esrog has to be, the dalamin has to be shalim. He took a bite from his esrog and he went and he was yotze the mitzvah on the rest of the days. So you see his soid, that when dealing with the kichatam has to be shalim, that's only a psul in Yom Tov Rishon, and the rest of Sukkos there's no chisaron of the kichatam. Then there's psul hader. Oh. Put it on the side. So I'm going to have the Quran of the Gekhi Chetama that it's, you have to have a long Zerik of Beit Zalek. You have to share left, Zerik left over. Then there's a third psul, which is a type of, so kids, one type is not the min, that's Vechepsa, you have the wrong thing, it's possible all Zayin. The second, which is the min, just a chesaron in the Shlemus Adav, the Gekhi Chetama, that's going to be possible only on the Rishon, the rest of the days are, yesterday's going to be Kasher. Then this Psulei Hadar. So the Gemara, where the machleishim starts from is the shaila is what's the chisaron of esrog achaser? What's the side of that? Is that a chisaron l'kichatamo? Now, chaser shtei klal that's kasher rest of days. Now, what's the chisaron of chaser? Is it kichatam and then kichatam is kasher rest of days? Rashi and the Rambam say that's psul hader. That's the reason why it's missing is a chisaron in the hader shabai. And that's the reason why it's going to be possible. So, Fiza, we have a raya from Rashi and the Rambam that what's going to be a lacha of Hadr Shayomi? It's going to be kasher, because Chaser is Al Tzadr. Hadr is open Gemara, then Lambam and Beis is going to be kasher. So, therefore, Hadr is going to be kasher the rest of the days. The Rishonim who say that Chaser is possible, like Kiratama, have no right to Hadr. That's going to be kasher. And the Meisen is off of the Gemara on Chavtasim Beis right after the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Bishlam, Hadr, Bishlam, Yantar, Yantar, Rishon. Relationship of Yantar Sheni is going to be possible by Yavish. So Gemara says, Bishleim with that, it's as Hadar. Mashenke and Geza, why is it possible? Why is also going to be possible by Veyo? The Gemara is going to say clearly that Hadar would be all 7 days. So if you hold that Esrog HaChaser is out L'Kichatama, so you're saying, Gemara Lamavos from L'Kichatama, and Hadar is talking possible all 7 days. Mashenke, if you hold that, like Rashi and the Rambam, that Esrog HaChaser is pasal al tzadar, so we have open Gemara saying Hadar is kasher the rest of the days. I think Gemara chavtas on the bays. If she goes to your Gemara says klar bilo pasal 7 days. So what malach is the malach of the goyin? The goyin shalach be'al says that's machalik sasugis. So sugis chalukis, and we pass like the Gemara chavtas like the Gemara lamavav, and therefore Hadar be kasher the rest of the days. There's another plan from the Raiv and Ran that maybe that Gemara from the base of Mikdash that the base of Mikdash is pasal all 7. But kapanim. You said a dover whether Hadar is possible 7 days starts with why is Chaser possible. If it's possible, it's Hadar, so you write Hadar is possible 7 days. Adem Rechavtasim Beis, the Sukkos Chalukas. If you hold the said a dover is Mitzad Kichatama, then we have no right to what's going to be Chaser. How do we pass in? So the Mechaber seems to pass like the Rambam that Psuli Hadar only possible on Tov Rishon, the rest of days are going to be Kasher. Shnei the Rambam. He says it's chaser a share in the Rishon and the Basel. Right, Mashenke in the Ramah goes that Chazas is Pasuk Kol Shiva. Ramah brings down Chazas Pasuk Kol Shiva. Mishpura brings down that's going Mandam Rosh Hadas Pasuk Kol Shiva. Now that's the Mechaber. It was like the Rambam. Hadas only Pasuk in the Rishon Bavad. and he's a little bothered by it and say, listen, you shouldn't remember. The Shittas Mechab is Hadas Pasal only one day, Shittas Mechab, Hadas Pasal all 7 days. Saturday Pasal Alchad Maisa. So even by the Svardim, the Latzin Kavach Haim Bidan, it's a Chile B'machar for Ramah, to Mahadir to get all Zayin Yamim. That lechachila saying Ramah lemais is machmer. The Shatzian Memtes brings down this is Mishmur Memtes. B'shasal chak, he says lock with Chazal Shayamim. B'shasal chak, you can be makel Shayamim. Brings down from the Chaodim, the Graz. The grass is where else you test. Chayadim covering test of katan vav. They say shasar chak. You could be saimach on the shita of that hadar is not going to be possible all zayin, and you can make it as possible. That's only possible one day. So we'll just chaz over and let's go through. Give them a little bit of a test. We'll go through all chazor, all the dalaminim, and see what's what, and see what's possible, what's what. Okay, so there's one type which is not the min, or so Zara or Esther and Echila, that's going to be possible all Zayin. There's another topic, which is Kichatama, that's possible one day, and then Hadjah is Mechalikas Chayav Ramah, and Shamir B'Shas Chachmi Mika B'Kiron, we're going to be Machma. And one last thing between Hadjah and Kichatama is the rate of the Mapit and the Kivager. That when you're dealing with the Kichatama, how close you have to look at it. When you're dealing with the Kichatama, the Seder Dava is that it has to be a Dava Shalim, and it has to be Shalim B'Cheftza. If you close up, you can see it's not Shalim, that's going to be a Chsarin. Once again, if you're dealing with Psili Hadar, Hadar is perception. A person sees it. Yoifi. That's what you see from a normal distance. And therefore, if you don't see it from a normal distance, then it's not going to be possible. We said a story from Chaim. Maybe there's a Hidder, they shouldn't see it even close up. But in the Pasel Shabbai, it's going to be only if you see a Kleya, and not if you don't see a Kleya. What do you say?
According to Rashi, there's no.
Why?
No,
then it wouldn't be such an end to look at it. Clear. Okay, so let's go through the different. Let's go through the different psulam. I guess we'll pick the main ones. We'll start with Luluv. Luluv, which is split. Let's start with that. Nechlak. So first, let's guys over a little. Should we go around picking one person each one? Test them, or we shouldn't pick on people. Yeah, who wants to offer? Whoever wants to offer to be picked on could raise the hand. Who wants to take Nachlak?
Yasi.
What? What do you say?
How long?
Who wants to take up the? Who wants to offer? You only learn if you. Oh, okay. Start with Nachlak. How far down does Nachlak have to be a Nachlak in order to be considered a Nachlak?
Rashi says that all the way down to the bottom of the green part.
Right.
Shita Zemachavir
has to go all the way down. Right.
Actually, there's
a Yeshu Shaimer
that it has to be
Rav
Hashetra. And then there's
Shita Zara. Okay, fine. So in terms of Nechlak. So Nechlak, we saw that a lot of Shitas. Yeah. How far has to be Nechlak? So we came out like, Kaleo just said very nicely, does that have to be Kulei all the way down into the Shedra? Maybe the Gomes Machmer Rav. We're Machmer for Shita Mashu, which the Taz says, it's going to be a tafach kesefe to be, because it's going to be sefek and it's going to open up, and that's the reason why it's going to be possible. Because the nechlak is really not so much, there's not really so much of a problem, so maybe you could glue it together, maybe it's once you're in the Rishon, the Ram maybe. Because what passes is that? Is that the kichatama, or is that hadar? I want to know how close you have to look at it, number one. Two is yontiv sheni, the rest of the days. What's halacha? Who know? Yeah. So in terms of what the pastor suggested very nicely, the Magaram says it's kichatama. Kivege says it's being zayin so hader. The Psaki Mishnah Brura in Sakatin Yud Zayin. Am I quoting correctly? Pasul Yonta Rishon Ashar Yamun Kasher. Mishnah Brura goes it's kichatama. Therefore, Nachlak number one, you have to look very, very closely. You sit there looking at Mamash closely. But it's only on Tavishan. Shayom is going to be kosher. Therefore, anybody who's a zechut to be Ben Eretz Yisrael, so this year you have no issue of your split lulav. Therefore, what?
Who?
That what? On Chosuk is mitzvah of the other things. So kids is not going to be pal, which I wonder when you buy for the mechirot, I'm just throwing it aside, you could ask people who do the mechirot, are they reckoning with you guys or not? I don't know the answer to that question. If they're a little bit split this year, mashu, so like it's totally 100% kosher. The Kiddush Tam is totally 100% kosher, and Yontif Sheni is no, there's no problem. For you guys, it's not. You mach Yontif Sheni, Yontif Rishon, we're machmer for the... So even mashu, bet some seder. So even when we mach for the ran of the mashu, or the whatever, I wonder if Bechalav, they're reckoning with you guys or not. I don't know the answer to that question. Because... What? What? It's kosher. Who said there's a mile? Who says any mile? Who says any mile? That's us. There's a Zach. I don't know I don't know the answer how the mechirs work at it. This is 1,000% kosher. There's no reason. Shum davar. So like, there's any reason to. It's the same price. Huh? Same price.
No, I'm saying they want to sell it to Americans. So they're
what percentage of Americans?
Well, it's kosher for Americans. Fine,
next. Nikdam Roshay. How, for what's the Psas, what's called Nikdam Roshay first? Which part's Nikdam Roshay? Nikdam Roshay. That's what Mishnah Berurah is. Nikdam Roshay is going Machman and Tumas. He holds that the Ravid is going that it's going to be Puzzle. That's the Chazon Ish, that B'chalav is not going to be a problem at all, right? That he says that the middle one saves everything, not the middle one's going to pass it. Fine, we're noigin l'achar, maybe like Mishnah Berurah, even though the Ravid inside doesn't sound something like Mishnah Berurah. Fine, now what type of pasulus is that? Therefore, Nachmal, very important, Nikdam. How close have you looked at Nikdam? Not so close, it's still out there. You have to sit the zoi, but mitzad beis was saying some sol hada. Therefore, we machmer. Okay, but right, whoever's checking doesn't yom. It has to be that it's somewhat noticeable. Fine. What's halacha in terms of yavish? What is yavish first? How much does that have to be yavish?
Maybe some
people said you have to look at it very closely. Here's a tzala, yeah, here's machma, but it's a kiddush. Kitzi Yavish also we saw is going to be puzzled out. Yavish is going to be puzzled out. Out Hadar is the same thing, right there. If it doesn't. It has to be that there's some. We're machmer Yavish Mashmur, we're pretty machmer, but we're not even Yavish Mashmur. We're machmer. If it's somewhat white, we said brown and just sunburnt, we said that, or whatever. Fine. Hadda Shaita. What's the Hadda Shaita? It doesn't have three going up. What's that? It's a puzzle 7, it's not a chefza of the, it's not a chefza of the lulav. What about, what's the lach of a hadas, which is yavish? What's the lach of a yavish? Yavish also is going to be Yavish or Nikdam Reish that's of Solhader, and therefore it's going to be. That's machlekes. We'll be machmer. Fine. Let's move to Esrei. That's so. Maybe Roish Sheik went to some shitas. If not,
what's the Roish of the Hadas? The eight or the
Turn a second. That's not the Esser. Esser Chasser. What's Esser Chasser?
Only the first day.
Chasser is Clara. That's only the first day. Fine. Pitten falls off. Pitten falls off on the second day. What's the halacha? Ramah bin Avi brings down. Rosh Hashanah says Esser Chasser. Mitzvah Sefer brings down that. Nito Pitten. Ma'ukut. Stinik Chasser. Kashyam Rishayelach. Mishu brings down his Kashyam Rishayelach. Which brings down from the Magen Avram, brings down the Yesh place in Sovereign, then Nitel Pitam is Mishum Hadar, and therefore you should not be Mekel Kol Shiva. This is Mekom Mokim, Evshel, and say Acher, Yesh Nechal Mekilim. Lavach, right place in Sovereign, Barabim. If it's the Evshel to find something else, you can say Mechal Mekilim, because right place can hold like the Rambam, that even Hadar is Kashav Shayomi. You know that time, right place can hold like the Rambam, that it's Kashav Shayomi. So if you can't find, so everywhere in Machlekes, is it Hadar, it's all seven? Or is it kicha time one day? Since you can't find another one, you can send him a replacement Rambam. He says, even the copy Bracha. Bracha goes back and forth. He says, we have another suffix. Okay, what?
All the stories in Europe are different halach.
Okay.
All those stories. All the time they have to fall out the window, no?
What's the Ukkits? What?
It's
Chasser. That's going to be Chasser. Shini Mara, black dots. What's that Pasas? What's Babi Gromi Old Chasser is only on the Rishon. What's like a black dots? Hadar. So therefore, it's going to be Mitzadak and Pasal all Zayin. Mitzad Bees. How close do you have to look at it? Not so close. Yavish and Esrog, that's going to happen, okay? Yeah, okay, those are the main, those are the main paslim. Because you sit down and make a chart yourself, go through every single case, and, just beside everything.
As far away you see a dot, it looks brown, and then you look closer to black.
Oh, yeah, okay. But,
Let's talk about the Let's say five black on my...
Wait, my number is going to be a puzzle. Why is my number a puzzle? Hadar is the favorite. It has to be Nicker, and it have to be you have to see it from
more than three dots
the distance.
What? More than three dots is okay.
That's my number, Tekashan. What do you mean? Fine, so those are the main. So we should go through all of them, I just went through the main ones. So, I don't know. Go through all of them, fine. There's, what else is there? There's Nifritzu. So that the Mishmur brings down in Ches that it's Rube Kakula Kilu Avi. Lulav le'olin, it's le'olin, and it brings down the shartziyah, and was a yud aleph. That it brings down, first it brings down that nifritzu is a chayadam b'shem the ritva, that's himsul gufay, pasuk kol zayin. It says, according to Rashi, it's not hadar, so according to Rami, it would be kasher, but anyhow, we're going to be machav for it. So nifritzu, shartziyah, yud aleph, brings down the shartziyah, you know, is that, what exactly it's going to be. What's charutza? So it depends. So he says Sali Rashi and Ritva, right? If you know that it's one side has leaves, the other side doesn't have Mishpur Bingzan, that's Pasukal Shiva. But Akasak is Khibriyasai, that already Mishpur Bingzan is Safik, whether that's going to be. Any else on Lulav? I'm just going through all the Sumagan as well. So. Oh, kafaf. The whole thing is kafaf. Kafaf is asking me asada, right? That's going to be asada. As he says, felt in the chafsa. So that's a little bit simple. Because you just make yourself a chart and have a card. Now, but again, the Shani, so that's all you have to reach. But again, the Shani, for those of you who keep your Shani, so Nechikol Rishayin Mishad is easy understanding as Dinei Kirishayin or not? What's the Seder Shaila? The Seder Shaila is Mitzad Echod Umachim understanding Yishim B'Mizalzaba the as Dinei Yom Tov Rishayin therefore Mitzad Echod Umachim Mitzad Sheni Yom Tov Sheni we know it's not the real Yom Tov, it's just Menachem Tzemi Dei. It's a question how vite you have to go ahead and be Machim Kapi Yom Tov Sheni. So it's interesting. Over here, the Mechaber passes. What's the Lachbe? Sheni, Sheni, Sheni. So we should not have Sheni. I brought him a Vichina. Mechaber passes that you noitel b'Sheni, we don't make a bracha. What's up, Shach? Because he's chayish for the shitas that say that since we do speak of the Yoma, it's therefore maybe dinah kareishin, or we're bunkav yikaracha dinah k'Sheni. Therefore, the like acha, you take it and you don't make a bracha on it. Now, there's a shot like this. By Pesach, and also in Hilchus Shofar, Mishra and Mechaber go there. Let's say you have something in Yom Tov Sheni, which is something which we pass in Yom Tov Sheni. That type of passless. You have a Mara, which is Guzzle, or you have some type of Shofar like that. So over there, the Mechaber says that all Pesulim Yom Tov Sheni are passing Yom Tov Rishon also. Are passing on the Rishon also. So Shaila is why over here is going to be different. So Shaila is inside the K says it's very, very poshut. In other words, he says over here the pshat is that within the rest of the Yom Tov is kasha. That's not which is the kichatama, right? The kichatama. So within the rest of the Yom Tov, you're supposed to take it. And my Shaila is what's the Yom Tov Sheni? Does it have the Yom Tov Rishon or is it the Shayam? So therefore, since within the rest of the Yom Tov, you're supposed to take it, the Veshita holds that no, they gave the Yom Tov Sheni, didn't like the rest of the Yom Tov. But something which doesn't have the rest of the Yontiv, it's just Yontiv Rishon. We don't just say Yontiv Sheni, oh, okay, now we can let you do the mitzvah halfway. And there's something which is the mitzvah is only, there's only one day the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is matzah, it's only one day. Shofar is one day. Elmai, we add another day. So there, all the dilim are going to be the same. The shal over here is where there's the rest of the sukkah is kosher. The first day is pasul. And that type of matzah is a local sugya. How they give it? Do they say, ah, lemaisa, we're bucking the kvisi acha, therefore you give it the rest of the days? Or they say that we're not bucking, therefore they say it's going to be a problem. I could do one more thing, and then I guess we'll finish off tomorrow. But again, the whole sugya of taking shleiber shus, using the person's dalaminim shleiber shus. This is a very, very great sugya. I think I was probably very interested in knowing, can you use somebody's item without permission? You walk into a shul, you want to use somebody's safer. You walk into, you want to go in and just like use somebody, borrow somebody's pen or use somebody's tefillin or sometimes a bucket in Lakewood. Back in the 90s? Yeah, I guess so, yeah. High 90s. So, Rosh Hashanah, what? Rosh Hashanah, I davened. I had to daven the Sikhan and Rosh Hashanah because I used to be Machmer when I was young, at least. Like, I not to eat before the Kish Shofar. So, if you go to regular meeting, finish 2 o'clock, a little bit hard to daven. So, okay, so daven Sikhan and whatever. So, we went to daven Sikhan and then, we're done. And we need a place to make Kiddush. So my friend's like, okay, he has a friend who, we'll go to the house and have to make Kiddush. So he goes to the house, knocks on the door, and like no one answers the door. So he's knocking. So Lamai said there's an open window. So so I climbed through the window and Baruch Hashem, there wasn't any alarm. It was during the day in Lakewood, so it's not gonna be a problem, and he opened up and we made Kiddush. I said, sure we're allowed to do this? Yeah, for sure he lets. I'm a bit biased here. Okay. The Shaila is that something which is mutter to do?
The
what?
The guy came home
and
he told me
what?
The guy came home in the middle.
I don't remember that. I can't remember that. So vaguely remember. I'm not sure. Back up on him. Yeah, so let's go through it all. Okay, like this. And there's a sugya about Metzia. Shel Shlomi Das is a Gazlan. You borrow something without permission, you are a Gazlan. And that's a klal. If you don't have permission for something, you are a Gazlan. And there's no heter. What? No matter what. That's across the board. Now, you have to know what is called permission. But if you don't have permission, you definitely take something without permission, you're called the Ganef. Therefore, anytime a person has permission is called gaon. So what's called permission? We'll talk about non-mitzvahs, then we'll move on to mitzvahs. So when you get regular items, So b'dakal, unless a person has permission, doesn't have permission, then would be a problem. Now Tosfos b'Masechta discusses in Mechav Kemal. Let's say you have umdin, another person doesn't mind. You never ask him permission, and everyone always say like, "Oh, can I do it?" But umdin, I believe, he definitely does not care, and he's totally fine with it. And I know for sure, he would let. What's going to be the halacha? Look, Tosfos, it's a problem. And as much as you did not get permission, stay in Tosfos that you're not able to do. You're not able to take it because yish lebdash lev yish, and you need specific permission. Now there is a different Tosfos in Kedushin in the last Amud of the first parak, which discusses about somebody who is Eichel B'Shuk is a Gazlan. So Eichel B'Shuk is possible Eidus. So Tosfos is like, what's he talking about? So he's talking about if you have something which like a shopkeeper doesn't mind and lets everyone take it, so like, and you eat in the Shuk, well, fight your possible Eidus. But it's affected, as a matter of fact, on Yontif, but why in your Ganav? You never got permission from him. So basically, there's a call like this. Yesh l'chalik, you have something which a person lets everyone use and doesn't care about it. And therefore, it's like, that's like Hefker. Everyone can take it. It's not Mac, but anyone's allowed to take it, anyone can use it. Or it's a private umdina to you because you're his friend. If it's something which he lets everyone use, so it's like Hefker. Everyone's allowed to take it, doesn't mind, doesn't care. As that situation, then it's not a problem and everyone could go ahead and take it. If it's a personal rishus, then we say yishim das levi yish. Unless you have specific permission, then taste state and tosfos, then it's not going to be okay. The shach in shin and ches kumudimani might be a little rough amount of comments. I wasn't really planning on speaking this. It's just like, but just I thought maybe it is kedai taka. Now it says the luli gavei tosfos bichelak on tosfos and say the mabadim, and he would say that if you have permission, yeshu chalak between aveda, we need a yish, which is a chalois to take out your rishus, or if something just to give a guy permission to take it, you only like a gantz chalois, maybe it'd be different. And luli the mistafina, he would be makel not like tosfos. Al kapanim halacha lemaisa, there were a bunch of like three shulchan rabbis with different steers back and forth. Mashanoigin is like this, that something which you get used up, and it's a shimush you can't be used again, there, what? Pen, possibly, got some mashu, but bottle of grape juice, cake, and rashana, problem. That unless you have professor permission, that we're machamar on, something which is a shimush achizer, just be mishtamish with it, send somebody's chair, or something which, if you have, in the morning, you have to have umdina. That he does, if you have umdina, he lets you do it. If someone says shimush chayzer, over there you're able to be mekel, over there you're able to go ahead and to use it. Yeah, so back to Rosh Hashanah, yeah, that was a no-go. Umdina doesn't help. Number one, yesh lion, whether there's umdina climb through somebody's window. Okay. You know, when you're a bachur, you think everyone's a bachur, it's like, of course you climb through somebody's window, right? But yeah, as you get older, sometimes you see things differently, sometimes not. You know. But Al Kapanim, that's number one. And even if there would be Umdina, so maybe just get him because he's such a close friend of his, that's a prize to go Umdina. But that would be considered a problem. Now, there is our Chashukh Mudamani that if you got permission a whole bunch of times, yes, 2-3 times, that's like a permission for everyone. You don't have to say every single time. Like you asked him, he lets you, it's Ragel that is considered like Rishus. That's another Tanai. Yeah, somebody's by his like in-law's house. So I ask him, like, oh, can I take a cup of water? Like, whatever. If Shad is, it's more for the family. You know, it's more for the family. And that's not going to be a problem. For sure, it's also be Rishos. No, so we got that in a second. So kids and Nachmal. We're talking about non-mitzvahs, regular items. So the Kalmar is you always need Rishos. What's going to Rishos? Something for the family. Give permission a bunch of times. Let's everyone will use it. We're not even local on someone who says a shimush chayzer, but someone who says a shimush chayzer, borrowing somebody's shampoo or soda, I'll pay him back or whatever. Those might so would it be a problem? If that's ragel, that's called permission. If you give permission, then that's going to be okay. And bachim diro, so like it's all one. I mean, every some diros are more hamish, some diros aren't. But like, I mean, the mal bachim diro, I think like you know, it's communism, you know, all for one, right? Well, whatever. Everyone.
I'll take 3 eggs. I'll bring back next week.
whatever, it's all, I mean, in a regular situation, fine. Now, that's all not by mitzvahs. Now, comes the mitzvahs as a klan, nichlish, not mitzvah. The question is, where does that apply? Oh, one more point thing, the pregames is very, very important. All these umdinas, you're saying umdini for sure, lets, is only if you cannot be mavar. If you're able to mavar whether he lets or not, basically, more psalm dafdalid, any chazaka roi, which after roi, you have to be mavar. Therefore, whenever you say for sure, lets, if it's Rosh Hashanah, he's in shul, like in that case, anyway, it was also, but if it's a case like which, if you're able to mavar, to call the person up, you have to mavar. If you can't mavar, it's Shabbos, the guy or the guy's not around, then you can summon chazaka and roi, if not, otherwise you have to go out and be mavar. Right, it's only when the person, you have a clear umdina, he lets. If you're not, you don't have a clear umdina, he lets, then it's not going to be awesome. Now, calling the mitzvahs is a call. A person wants people to do mitzvahs with his item or psachim. What's the Yisrael Adav? Yisrael Adav is over there, min hastam, is umdina, he lets. That's the Yisrael Adav.
If you know he doesn't like it,
he's no. If you know he's makbid, or he's a person who's in makbid and about that, it's a problem. Over there, the alumnus is min hastam, we have a cloud that the person lets, and therefore it's okay to do it. But if the person's makbid, or you think he's probably makbid, then it's going to be a problem. The simon yodalit, it brings down like this. When a guy is borrowing somebody's tefillin, it's not a problem, because minastam, a person lets. You're walking to the smedrash, the guy has tefillin there, minastam, he lets it. When a guy is using svarim, people are very makbid on svarim, because svarim get ruined, and there's a kilkel in svarim, and therefore we say there's no declaration of so many because things get ruined, adkan, Ramon Simon, Yudala. The place can say that Lamaisi Yudi, walk into your shul and leave your tefillin there, and next day you find it's wrapped up a little different. How would you feel about that? Yeah, Aaron, that's how you feel, yeah? What do you say? Ali, how you feel, huh? What do
you
say?
I once felt it.
And you felt? You're not so happy about that, right? Right, you're not so happy about it. But Fred Aaron, who's the guy who's not feeling like the homeless guys, you know? Yeah. So it takes a shot from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and the mikvah. I don't know what I'm saying. But I think most people are not so happy with Talisman Tefillin. Mashin Gain Svarm Bizman Azeh, being they have the printing press and they're all over the place and they're different people are less knocking on Svarm. Now, in the mirror, Svarm have feet. And Svarm have feet. And if it moves a foot away, you never get it back and it's gone. Therefore, the mirror people are more makbid. So, in general, people write also v'lerishos. So, therefore, maybe we can make umdin if he didn't write also v'lerishos, then b'stam he lets. I'd say maybe yesh l'chalik, depends which mishmeres you're in. Because, like, a guy just came to yeshiva, doesn't know, right? If yeshiva, anyways, yeshiva more than a year, you know, like, you don't write also v'lerishos, you lose it. What? Yes, okay, so even using it, one has to be the same spot. Number two has to be bakroi. Three is has to be that someone which is not going to have said, and invite to happy United to Mavar. If you're able to Mavar, then you can't go ahead. Because he's makbid. No one wants you to use them. Just buy yourself. If people don't want it, fine. Yeah, so Ramayis is a true shuvah is Menegea. One is Menegea Isha. A lady walks. Oh, so Menegea Dala Mim Bizmanazah. Well, it's a lucky thing. People are makbid or not makbid. What?
Yeah, I didn't
hear my
credit,
it
drops.
What'd you say?
It's not a low
borrower. I'm not sure.
Depends if you bought from the Mechira or the
so it might have been that. It's not borrower, Bizman Azeh, you have a umdina. Low borrower. Not borrower. You have a umdina, Bizman Azeh. Now, Benegeya Ishtar,
let's say you're walking down, basis for all the million sukkahs, and you want to make a bracha. Is there the guy's not being
chutz
or anything?
Does the person makbid on a sukkah? Well, I guess it depends on the
guy. Not in the guy's backyard. Where
I'm not sure. The question is whether people want to get dirty or don't want to get it dirty. I'm not sure.
It's the same word as trespass.
Yeah. No, it's on the
maybe side. The guy's sleeping and you're walking into his house.
There's one wall off. You can see it in red.
You can see it?
Maybe he's done a lot of
it. I'm not sure.
First of all, it's different if you're going behind the guy's property, right? It's a
no, how close is this property? If it's off his house, no one wants it because who knows what's going on, right? You know. But Mashenkain, if it's in a public area,
let's say a restaurant, somebody's property. You're not buying anything from the
Yeah, but they're not good. They don't want to be there. Yeah, so one last thing. My mitzvah should be based above and based beside. What about an isha? Does the isha have umdina that she wants her to do the mitzvah or not? In other words, can she pick up somebody else's dalminim? Do you say nichlish mitzvah umdina, or you say it's not mechoyev, therefore you don't really want it? So Moshe writes, means right and tzitzit. This is not so chiyuvi. It's mitzvah kumis. And still we say nichlish mitzvah umdina. We say, therefore we say, even by isha, there is such a thing. No. Oh, that's what my rights are. Whatever, upset. Yeah, maybe you have Tangerinsim of Yilbash. But and then what about by Katan? Can you borrow Katan's Zalaminim? Is there Nichol Elishim? It's a Mamoin by Katan. Knows Katan doesn't have Das to Machna, doesn't work in that. So Moshe, the next Shuva brings right is that also you'd say by a Katan, or you only Akna, just like in the Sinus of Shus, it's going to be okay. Sounds like somebody who's a Moicher, over there he says it's a little bit different. Because if he sells Dalaminum, if he has a lot left, he wants to sell it, then you can't go out and use his Dalaminum. If he only has one, it's his private one, so now he's a regular private citizen, and therefore it'll be okay.